Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, 2021 is here, and Superior Video Livestock Auction is pleased to present their 34th annual Bell Ringer Sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January in Oklahoma City. Since 1987, the Bell Ringer Sale has been a part of the Denver landscape and the National Western Stock Show, but this year, no National Western Stock Show. Instead, all the major beef breeds coming to the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City, and so is the Bellringer Sale at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian. Over 142,000 head of cattle have been consigned. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, and of course, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 for any other questions you might have, and to register for your buyer number today. Again, Bellringer 34, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And today's livestock futures finished higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle. The feeder cattle were up anywhere from $90 to $1.10. The January finished at $136.82, up $1.05. The Marches were up $95 at $137.52, so about a dollar higher. Live cattle rallied back toward the end of the day to close anywhere from about $20 to $60 higher. With February at 115.17, up 17, April up 25 at 119.52. The live cattle futures market has slowly grinded back higher and near their highs. We're 30 or 40 cents off the high in the April live cattle contract. A lot of people are looking for that one to get to 120 before it sold off. So it went up there and got really close the other day, got almost to 120, got to like 119. 90 or so, 119.90 was the high on the 29th, before selling all the way back off to about 115.50. But we've gained it all back. So right at 120, I know a lot of people are looking to hedge April at 120. Typically with higher corn, that would mean at least steady live cattle and possibly weaker feeder cattle. But that rally in the live cattle, if you look back over history, it's usually delayed 3 or 4 months. So hopefully the live cattle will get stronger. They did have some 112 cash this week, but the board's at 115.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Today's grain futures markets were lower across the board. Last night to start off at 7 p.m., the whole world was watching what was going on with the politics. But the grain market started off the night higher. And then overnight, and early this morning, they actually sold off following an export sales report, which wasn't very good for soybeans. I think it was the marketing year low and significantly below what the expectations were. It was around 100,000 metric tons, and they're looking for like 400 to a million. And that's what sold the beans off at one point. They went all the way down to the 1340s. The March beans went to 1342, where the high last night was 1369. So quite a bit of volatility continuing for the beans, but they only were down 4.5 to close at 1357. That was 12 cents off the high. So if you look at it that way, was a pretty good day, really. Corn came back, was unchanged. It was about 8 cents off of their low, which put March at 494.5, May at 496. They didn't go over $5 last night. The wheats were 2 to 3 cents lower, with July Kansas City at 607.5, down 2.25. March cotton down 30 at 79.76, so it's back below 80 cents. And then currently the stock market is shrugging off all this negative news here. The March Dow's up 240 at 30,961.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.